What the Lord said here, I will repeat in verse 12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings, 1 hour with the beast. He said they are kings, but they have no kingdom. Now, many kingdoms and famous countries who are powerful in the world, you go to their financial status, you'll find them and their debts. If they will sell the land, they may not be able to pay their debts. So what boasting is for, they are living in. They are kings, but they don't have received kingdom. But me and you, my brothers, we have received kingdom from heaven. Lord Jesus Christ has saved us and He has given us the kingdom. And we have a place in heaven. And He said about these kings, they have received power from the beast only for 1 hour, a short period of time. These have one mind and shall give their power and success unto the beast. See here, they are willingly, they are deceived. They give their power and they give their loyalty to the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. Here, speak about us now. We need to stand with the Lord. God is dealing with the whole world now. We need to stand with the Lord. We are chosen. We are called and we need to be faithful. We need to confirm that we are chosen and called by the Lord by our faithfulness to Him. And the Lord will deal with them. You know, you see here how God is dealing with them. You know, those kings who have been deceived, they give their loyalty to the beast, to Satan. And God will allow that they will believe in Satan because they refuse to believe in the gospel. And that faith on Satan, on the wrong way, is their punishment and is their discipline that is coming from the Lord. You know, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and let's read verse 9 to 12, say, even him who is coming is after the working of Satan will, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. You see here, they did not receive Christ, but they delight in Satan. They delight in the beast. They delight in the king. They delight in the worldly things. They delight in the abomination and the fornication. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And that's what he say here, when he said that the king of the world, in verse 13, these book of Revelation 17:13, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They were loyal to Him. God allows, so that will be their punishment to them, because they did not receive the truth but delight in life. But me and you, my brother, we need to delight in the truth. God is showing us things from the scriptures. The scriptures help us to understand what is going on around us. We need to be faithful to Him because we are chosen and called by God. And verse 15, and He said unto me, the waters which thou sowest, where the whole cities are, peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Because all people controlled and deceived by Satan. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Those who have been delighted to give their loyalty to the Satan, the beast, Satan, will punish them. God will use that relationship as their discipline, so that may repent. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill His will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. You know, when the wicked are not willing to repent, God will use even the power of Satan to discipline those. God will use a plague. God will allow certain things that are unpleasant will be used to punish those who have given their will to Satan. That will be God's will, their punishment. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Let us not be deceived. We have the kingdom of God. We have His word to us. We have the Holy Spirit. And we have His promises. Let us stand firm. Let us be willing to be persecuted, to be faithful till He come and take us. Let's all stand in His presence. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for Your goodness and Your faithfulness. Lord, we stand in the midst of the multitude, those who stand with You, with the truth. My brothers and my sisters, God call us to be standing with those true followers of Christ. We need to come out from devil, come out from filthiness, abomination, fornication, worldliness, corruption, injustice, abuse, taking advantage, greed and gluttony, and standing with the true people of God. Thank you, Lord, for Your word. We bless You. We magnify You. We adore You. In Jesus' name. Yes, O God, continue to shower Your blessings upon Your church and upon Your people. Reward us, O God. Reward Your people.
Lord, I stand in the midst of a multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are Your people, redeemed by Your blood, rescued from death by Your love. And
Chapter 22, verse 11. The word of God says, "He that is unjust, let him unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still." If the people around us are filthy, unholy, corrupted, God wants us to be holy, righteous before Him. The more they are worse, the more we need to be better. We will be rewarded, my brothers and my sisters. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work shall be. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. God bless us. In Lord, your territory, Lord, let your hand with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Fear not, says the Lord, for I am with you. Clap your hands to the Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.